Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America, and my name is Sarah Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. It is January 29th, 2016, and I'm excited to say once again it is Friday, the last Friday in January, so I hope 2016 has been treating you well thus far. I know I am too excited for what this month has provided thus far and what the rest of the year will have in store for me, and hopefully the same for you. So today what we'll be talking about is waking up. I truly believe that as this is the first month of this new year, that sometimes we have to realize that things are shifting in our lives. And if we don't realize what season of life we are in and we don't realize what opportunities are before us, then how are we able to truly make this the best year of our life? So today, that's what we'll be talking about. So hopefully you guys are as excited as I am. So sit back, relax for the next 30 minutes. Really going to talk about how we all need to wake up. I truly believe there's some gifts and talents in us that have been dormant for so long, but they've been etching to come out. They've been screaming in the inside of us. They've been saying, help me, I want to be released. But yet, for whatever reason, we continue to lock them up. So today, as we will be talking about waking up, I want to challenge you all. Think about the gifts that you have not tapped into the full potential. And keep in mind, if you have not tapped into the full potential of the gifts that are in store, how is it affecting the lives of others that you are supposed to be in contact with? How are you able to truly make this the best year of life and live out your full potential? And so today I want to share an experience that I recently had that brought me to the reason of why I'm talking about it on this show today. When we think about living life to the fullest, when we think about being our best version of ourselves, sometimes it takes certain situations for us to realize who we really are. And I had an opportunity last week when I was in Tallahassee to meet this young lady who used an interesting opportunity to really showcase what her talent was. She's very timid and quiet, but yet she had a gift for the environment. She had a gift for recycling. And in tapping into the gift of her entrepreneurship on a totally different scale, at a young age, she was able to start her business that was using materials to be recyclable. So helping the environment with climate change and making sure we're not killing our land with things that can be toxic to the earth. And so as she used this gift of at a young age to start a recycling company, which eventually she went to school, she got a degree for it, and now she has an international company that provides recycling materials and also promoting recycling, even in third world countries. It is just interesting to hear her story, how she really tapped into her gifts and talent and being from a third world country and using her experience in a third world country to understand how can she make the world a better place when it comes to climate change and environmental concerns. And so when we think about people who have found their gifts and talents, there are times in their lives that they had to actually experience hardship. There are times in their lives where they actually had to endure some situation that really brought them, as some people say, to their knees. But as they were brought to their knees, they were able to realize there is something more inside of me. There is something more that I can give. And I believe that's why I'm in the coaching industry, is because as a nurse, I was treating people. I was taking care of sick people, and I saw gifts in them. I saw talent in them, whether they were my colleagues or whether they were patients or even the patient's family members. But yet that was not the right environment in allowing me to really help identify that in them. I could say certain things, but I could really never help them to give them the skills or the tools to tap into those unpotential hidden treasures, is what I call them, the talents that they have in them that they really haven't allowed to be released in its entirety. And so as life happened, becoming a life and business coach, it just really helped me to understand that if we live out our full potential within us, it's a light in us that helps others to live out their full potential. And when we understand that, we identify that, then we are able to see people live life with purpose. live life with meaning and feel satisfied and feel whole. Because when you are not living out your purpose and you're not living in a whole in a wholeness state of mind, then we use a lot of different things to kind of make us feel that we're living our life on purpose. We may do it by materialistic things. We may do it by working hard. We may doing it by being around people. We may doing it by all these external factors. But truly living out your purpose and realizing there are some gifts in you that need to be ignited, it's coming from within. It's an internal factor. It's an internal engine and drive that comes from you, not from other people. But when you surround yourself around like-minded people, it starts to stir something in you that allows that internal connection to take place. And so when I've read a similar story about a young boy who he started a nonprofit organization. He started a nonprofit organization because he lived in poverty. And in living in poverty, he saw so many different corrupt things happen in his community, from drugs to not so great healthy environments as far as fresh in the household, living in debilitated buildings and living with roaches and rodents and not having food to eat for days and having to eat food with mold and just living in a situation that was not conducive for anyone, especially a child. And he didn't have parents, so he was going from house to house, not really in a foster care system, but going from house to house in his family. And he saw his best friends get murdered. He's seen people go to jail. He's seen drugs. He even sold drugs. But he said there was a moment in his life when he realized that there had to be more to life than what he was experiencing. There had to be more to life than what he was brought up and what society and his environment told him, this is the only way. In order to provide for your family, you either work 3 to 5 jobs like some of his family members were doing, or you sell drugs, as he saw some people in his community doing that, to provide for their family. We're not talking about them buying the big house and the big car so they can do all these flashy things just for their necessity, for the things that they need, their basic needs on a day-to-day basis. They either had to work numerous jobs or be on the street and do whatever they had to do to provide for their family. And he said in that experience that helped him to understand that there has to be a way out, because he could not, it was something in him that said, this is not the end for you. This is not how your life should be. And so when I had this conversation with him, I was just so inspired, because from such a hard place in life, you know, stuck between a hard place, he said that it was in his hard place that he wanted to do something more. It was something in him that said, you have to get out of this situation. You have to break the cycle. You have to find a way out of this life of doom, so to speak, and excuse that terminology. But he did. He was able to go to college. He was able to go to med school. And now he's a doctor. And he's doing so many great things and giving back to the community and empowering other youth to let them know that they don't have to be a product of their environment. They don't have to do the same things that they've seen growing up, that they can break out of that mold. They can break out of that cycle, that vicious cycle. And now he is a doctor and a speaker and doing so many great things and working with youth and helping them to realize that, you know, you don't have to live that way. You can become whatever you want to come, but you have to be determined. You have to stand your ground and know that you will fight whatever it takes. And he said there was no one to encourage him while he was trying to graduate high school. There was no one to encourage him when he was going to college. There was no one to encourage him when he was going to med school, because he was the only one in his family who even got that far to even finish high school, or let alone go to high school. And he said that now, as he looks back, and he's in his early 30s, he said that he cannot imagine how he made it out, but there was something in him that gave him the driving force to do so. So when I meet people like this, it helps me to understand that we have to wake up with the gifts and talents that are in us. We cannot allow our environment to dictate our future. We cannot allow our family to dictate our future. We cannot allow life to dictate our future. But most of all, we can allow ourselves to dictate our future, because I think sometimes we are our worst enemies. And I have a good friend of mine who's written a book that it's entitled Get Out of Your Own Way. And when I would hear this term, I would say, what does it mean? What does it mean to get out of your own way? What does that entail? What does that look like? How do you apply it? And then, as they say, be careful what you ask for, because eventually you will get what you ask for. when I kept asking myself, how do you get out of your own way? How do you live in the present moment? Asking myself all these questions to really understand who I was and be and have this ownership of who I was instead of being defined by the experiences that I had in life, being defined by my family or my culture or the way I was brought up. It was saying that sometimes we have to put certain things aside. And unfortunately, sometimes that may be your culture. Sometimes that may be your family. But most of all, sometimes that may be you. Because if you continue, as they say, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. And so when we think about getting out of our own way, when we think about waking up the gifts and talents in us, it's a time that we have to truly know who we are on the inside. We have to understand, why is your purpose in life? And that's the question that I yearned for a long time as a young child. I just had this inquisitive mind that said, why am I here? There was many times I would ask myself when I was growing up as a little kid, I said, if I was not alive, how would my life be? How would life be? How would my family interact? I really actually in my mind would think if I was dead or if I was not alive, How would my family continue on? Would they miss me? Am I truly a pivotal part of my family? Do I really have meaning in this life? And for as a child, I always had those type of questions. For whatever reason, I don't know why, but I always just wanted to know the bigger question of life. It's not just you're born, you live, and you die. Like, I knew there was more to life, but I couldn't articulate it because I was a young child and would have these conversations with myself and ask myself, you know, why is the sky blue? You know, why do we do this? Why do we do that? I was always asking those why questions. I stopped asking them to adults because they said I asked too many questions and I talk too much and I'm a child and I should just be quiet and listen or go play outside or play with baby dolls, which I never did any of that. I guess I call myself an old soul because I've always enjoyed being around older people. I've always had this different aura about me. And so I never truly could relate with my peers my same age growing up. So I always either hung around older adults or I would hang around older children or teenagers or whatever because that's how I just related. And so when I kept asking myself, what is purpose? How do you find your purpose? How do you identify your purpose? And as a purpose and passion activator now, realizing that life gives us reoccurring themes. It gives us signs, just as, you know, when you're driving or if you're hiking, you have to leave a trail behind so you can know how to get back. Or when you're driving, there's stop signs, there's street lights, there's yield signs. There's all these different signs that tell us what to do in the upcoming situation. And I believe life is the same way. Life has given you some signs to tell you if you're living on purpose. Life has given you some signs to tell you to wake up that this season you cannot do the same things that you did last year or the things that you did in the season that just passed. Because if you truly want to be who you were meant to be, if you truly want to tap into those gifts and talents, then your eyes have to be open. You cannot see through the same lens that you were seeing all your life. And so when I tell people that, they say, well, how do you do that? How do you restructure your mind? How do you reprogram the person you are? And it takes time. You know, you really have to be intentional in everything that you do, whether it's reprogramming your mind. Maybe you used to be very pessimistic or very negative or had negative pessimistic people around you in your life, and you want to become more optimistic. And you want to be more positive in the way you think, then you have to, in the Bible it says, captivate your mind, renew your mind every day. And so when those thoughts are coming through your mind that tell you you are nobody, those thoughts that come in your mind tell you that no one loves you, no one cares, or when there's thoughts in your mind tell you you would never amount to anything, or when there's thoughts in the mind that tell you that you are just a failure, or there's thoughts in your mind tell you you are nothing, you have to reprogram your mind. And every negative thing that comes against you, whether it's what people say, whether it's how you feel or what you think or what you say to yourself, you have to make it as a tape recorder and press stop. And when you press stop, you need to reprogram your mind and have positive things coming through. So when your mind is telling you that you are nothing, you tell yourself that I am more than a conqueror. I am valuable. I am priceless. I am here for a reason and a purpose, and I know I have value. Or when someone tells you that you're stupid, you tell them that I am the smartest person on this earth. I'm a genius. because I truly believe we all have genius abilities, but it's in different ways. It's not always going to be academically. Some people may be business. Some people may be numbers. Some people may just be science or whatever other genius ideas or avenues there are out there in the world. Each of us have a great gift and talent to give to this world. And Dr. Miles Moreau, he said something so profound. He said the grave is the most richest place in the world. And he said that because so many people have died with gifts and talents. So many people did not empty themselves out into the world for what they were brought with. And I can't even imagine. Imagine having a jar of money. A jar of money that sits there and looks at you every day, whether it's on your desk or on a counter, but someplace that you see it every day. But yet you're unable to open that jar because it's stuck. Is that you? You are a jar full of gifts and talents. It may not equate to monetary, but you are valuable. You're a jar full of gifts and talents that this world is waiting for to enrich it with who you are. But yet, unfortunately, you're stuck. You're stuck in your ways. You're stuck in your thinking. You're stuck in relationships. You're stuck in life. But I come to tell you today there's an opportunity that you can become unstuck, that you can allow that jar that is sitting on your desk or sitting on your counter that has been looking at you and it is full of gifts and talents, full of money. But today you're able to unscrew that jar top and dive into the riches that are in that jar. And so when you look at yourself in the mirror, are you the jar that's stuck, or are you the jar that's being emptied out? If you are the jar that's stuck, I want you to ask yourself, why are you stuck? What is preventing you from being the best version of yourself? If it's people, then I challenge you to find out who those people are and remove them from your life. It may be for a season or it may be for a lifetime, but do not allow people to prevent you from being who you are meant to be. If it's life situations, that I want you to look at the life situations and evaluate your life and ask yourself, what area of my life am I stuck? What is preventing me from being the best version of myself? And whatever area of your life that you feel stuck, I want you to do a deep introspective work and ask yourself, what is the root cause of this? And when you identify that root cause, I want you to face it, whether it's pain and suffering, whether it's fear, whether it's lack of knowledge, whether it's lack of self-esteem or confidence, whatever it is, I want you to face it. Because if you don't face it, it will continue to hold you back from being the best version of yourself. If it is your thinking, then I want you to continually be intentional on your thinking. Everything that comes through your mind, I want you to captivate it and analyze it. And if it's not good, then I want you to stop it and say the word stop and repeat a positive, you're going to use positive reinforcement to counteract that negative thought. And if you have to do it every day as many times until it becomes a habit. Because once you continue to allow those negative thoughts to come in, your thoughts become feelings, and your feelings become actions, and your actions become habits. And we want to break every habit that is holding you back in 2016. We want to break every habit, whether it came from your family or you or your environment, wherever it came from, it doesn't matter. But facing it and reprogramming your mind with positive reinforcement to say, I am beautiful. I am loved. I am smart. I challenge you to say positive affirmations, at least 25 of them every day, in the morning and at night. And do it for 30 days, and then eventually it will become a habit. And then you're able to reprogram your mind so none of those negative thoughts will come back. Because once you allow your mind to continue to play those negative thoughts, then it's just going to be, it's almost like a cancer. It eats you up in the inside because it's robbing you of who you are meant to be. Now, if it is you that is preventing yourself and you are making yourself stuck, then what I say to you is know who you are and find out who you are. And when you find out who you are, I want you to ask yourself, and sometimes you have to do some research. Think about your family. And for me, it helped me to understand knowing my family history, knowing the people in my family. Where does my value come from? Why do I do the things that I do? Why am I who I am? And I see that, and there will be, you will see a connection with your family, whether good or bad. If it's good, then keep it. If it's bad, then you need to find out how to replace it with something positive. Because when we look where we are today, we're here where we are today because of our ancestors. We're here where we are today because of our family bloodline. It has affected us in some way. But in understanding and identifying the positive from the negative, then we're able to understand where we want to go. What are the next steps? Because I actually met a young lady who, for three generations, they had teen pregnancy. And unfortunately, she fell into that cycle. At a young age, she had a child. And when she realized that, and her first child was a girl out of wedlock, and she was a teen mother, she did everything she could to teach her daughter not to continue the cycle of teen pregnancy in their family. She did everything she could in identifying why was teen pregnancy so prevalent in their family. And then she wanted to break that vicious cycle, having it to end with her, that her daughter does not become a part of the family situation of being a teen mom. So sometimes we have to really just step back of our own lives and look at the situation and say, where are we going, who we are, what factors are influencing us. And when we identify those, it helps us to say, I know that I'm valuable. I know that I have so much to offer this world. And that's why I say we have to wake up. Because if we don't wake up, the world is going to continue to be in a vicious downward cycle. But if we wake up, each one of us has something that we can help this world to be a better place. Maybe it's in the marketplace. Maybe it's in academia. Maybe it's in government. Maybe it's in science. Maybe it's in law. Maybe it's in whatever else there is out there, whatever you have been called to. If you don't go there and be who you are meant to be, two things can happen. One, there could be a copycat and can't do it as good as you. Or two, you'll be replaced. And I know for me, that's why I work so hard, and that's why I'm so determined. And even my friend today, she said, you are stubborn. I say I'm stubbornly persistent because that's how I've made it in life. Because if I did not continue to have tenacity and be perseverant and persevere in situations in life, I don't think I would have reached as many goals as I have at this age. Yes, I thank God because it's really God that allowed me to, but he's given me the energy and the drive to do so as well. So when we think about that, I truly want you all to wake up in who you are in 2016. I hope nothing is holding you back. And if something is holding you back, whatever it is, I challenge you before this weekend is over to identify it and to move forward. Because somebody is waiting on you to be your best version. Somebody is waiting for you to get unstuck. Because when you get unstuck, they get unstuck. It's like a domino effect. But one domino, if there's a line of dominoes and you hit one, it's like a ripple effect and all the dominoes continue to fall until it gets to the end. And that's the same thing. When we become unstuck, we unleash those who are connected to us to be unstuck. And I am a witness of this because I have seen that as I continue to live out who I am, I have a mentee who's like a little sister to me. She is able to be who she is meant to be. Despite challenges that come in life, despite decisions that we've made that may not have been the best interest for us. And as I use my life as an example for her, I tell her, whatever you do in life, first, if you have God, second, if you just continue striving and do not let anyone stop you, But when it comes to reaching a major goal in life, especially when it comes to being, to live on purpose and to find your meaning in life, it's not always going to be easy. For some people, they find it at a young age like I did. Some people, it takes them their whole life. Some people, it takes them decades or years. However long it takes you, I hope that you don't give up in finding out your purpose. I hope that you don't give up in finding out who you are and what you're meant to this world. Because I truly believe each of us are here with something to offer, no matter how big or small it is. So today, that's really what was on my heart. And I, you know, as I was thinking about what I was going to speak on today, it's really wanting to encourage everyone that as we are closing out January 2016 and going into the second month of this year, I just hope before this month is over, as we have Saturday and Sunday left before this month is over, take this weekend to reflect. Because I do not want you to say that it's December 31st, 2016, and you're still trying to find out who you are. That it's December 31st, 2016, and you're still trying to understand what is your purpose in life. Just as you made steps to receive a degree or a promotion or whatever goals you achieve in life, we need to take that same energy and do it for our own lives. Because our lives, I think sometimes we forget, just as we invested in going to school, we invested in someone's business. We have to invest in ourselves. So whatever you have to do to invest in yourself and find out who you are and be who you are meant to be, then I say do not allow 2016 to be the year that you continue to ask yourself, who am I and what is my purpose? So as I say that, I would like to share an opportunity this evening that you will be able to do just that. If you're on a quest to find out who you are, if you're trying to identify what your purpose in life, then I am excited to say that this evening at 6:30 p.m., we have Celebrating Women with a Purpose. And in Celebrating Women with a Purpose, it's an opportunity to have a place where women can come and just have a desire to find out who they are, to be connected with other men and women. Men are also invited to come and really identifying who are they and what their purpose is in life. And really saying that in 2016, we're really going to say we are who we were meant to be and we will live it out to the fullest extent. And so tonight it's going to be in Coral Springs. You can go on our Facebook page and find out more information about that event, as I'm so excited that tonight we are having this event. And we actually had one last month in December, and we did so at my church, First Baptist Church of Fort Lauderdale, and we had a great time with my Sunday school class. And so this evening we are going to be at we are going to be in Coral Springs. Bear with me a second. I just lost the page with that information. The event is going to be at Heart of Compassion Ministry at 10770 Wiles Road in Coral Springs, Florida. Once again, tonight, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., we are going to be in Coral Springs. It is going to be at Heart of Compassion Ministry, 10770 Wiles Road in Coral Springs, and it's Celebrating Women with a Purpose. Let's live with purpose, passion, and power. So once again, it's a free event, so definitely come out tonight wherever you are. Definitely come and join us because we're going to have a great time this evening. And then also we are going to have a book signing where I will be signing my third book. I am a co-author of a book entitled Resilience, Living Life by Design. It's 12 women around the country sharing their stories of triumph through the principle of resilience, and we also provide strategies in the book. So I'm really, really excited. So if you want to get your personalized autographed copy, definitely come out tonight and purchase your book, and I would definitely love to meet you as well. But most of all, I just really want to empower women, empower people to live out their purpose and be who they were meant to be. So if that is you, or if you know someone who would be interested, definitely check our Facebook page. You can go to facebook.com/FayolaDalika LLC, and it'll be the first post on the page, and it's an event where you will see it says Celebrating Women with a Purpose. So we're really, really excited about that event. And we have other things coming up as well, starting February 2nd, Tuesday evening, throughout the month of February, as we did in January. The month of January, we focus on jumpstart your speaking career with a free webinar, 1 hour for 4 weeks. And throughout the month, we were giving out the same webinar. So for the month of February, we're going to be focusing on coaching. So if you are looking to be going into the coaching industry or find out what the coaching industry is all about, then I definitely would encourage you to come out to this free webinar. You can also go to failadelicallc.com and click on event, and you'll find more information. Our first webinar is going to be February 2nd at 7 p.m. It's a 1 hour free webinar, Jumpstart Your Coaching Biz. So I'm really, really excited about all the things that are coming up. That is pretty much most of the events that were taking place. And once again, if you did not hear last week, I did announce that I am running for office, State Representative, House District 108 in Miami-Dade County, which includes the following cities or municipalities: Miami Shores, Biscayne Park, North Miami, El Portal, Little Haiti, Liberty City, Liberty Square, and Alcalá Lakes. So I'm really, really excited. So if you want to join me on my campaign as well, we'll be having some shows talking about the campaign season. Please don't hesitate to connect with me. I am on Facebook, facebook.com/electfailadelica. So I'm really, really excited about this opportunity to serve as the representative who's in that seat. Representative Daphne Campbell is waiting to be confirmed that the Senate maps will be in full effect, and she'll be running for a Senate seat within her district. So just really excited. There's a lot going on. So that's why I said, please, before this month is over, if possible, find your purpose. Because when I finally decide to wake up and reconnect with who I am as a person, reconnect with my family bloodline and my culture, I was able to step into a world that I would have missed out on if I continued to allow myself to be stuck with certain situations that happened in my life, with certain pain and suffering that took place in my life. And now that I'm set free, and God even told me, he told me, if I do not let go of the past, it will prevent me from reaching my blessings. And I'm so glad and so grateful that God kept nugging in my heart to do so, because I would not be in the opportunity, have the opportunity today to be running for office. I wouldn't have had the opportunity to even have met the representative or all these other things that are coming to pass in 2016. So I challenge you all, find your purpose, live it out to the fullest, because somebody is waiting on you. Well, my name is Faila Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. We are here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. I'm excited because we've been taking this campaign all over for the last few days. We were in Little Haiti today, yesterday, and today we are in West Palm Beach. Now, tonight, we're going to be in Coral Springs. Tomorrow, we're going to be back in Miami. So it is just campaign season all over. And even though I'm running in Miami-Dade, I am hitting every border possible, because not only will I be representing those in District 108, but I'll be representing the state of Florida as a state representative. So I hope you will join me on my campaign season, on my campaign trail as well. You can donate, you can volunteer, you can host an event on my behalf, or you can just come out and hang out with me every time that I have something going on. Which reminds me, I have virtual coffee date happening the second and fourth Wednesday of every month, starting in February, from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. during the lunch hour. There's information about that as well on my facebook.com/electfailadelica. So I believe that's all, because I can go on and on because so many things are going on, but I'm really, really excited. So I look forward to being with you all next week. Just know that it's Friday. Enjoy your Friday. The weather is good outside, not rained as of yet, and it's quite cool. So just make sure you dress appropriately, but most of all, enjoy life. Life is too short. Find your purpose and take some time off this weekend. Look forward to seeing you all next week. Take care. Bye-bye.